Unit 2. Pronunciation. 1. Nuclear vowels. 1.1. Is a mid-central unrounded vowel. The lips keep a neutral position. The front of the tongue is rising towards the point between the hard palate and the velum. This sound is produced to some degree like the schwa, the reduced unstressed vowel characteristic of unstressed syllables. In English, for example, in alone, system, easily. However, the muffled vowel sound in English occurs only in an unstressed position, while the Vietnamese is always the main vowel of a syllable. 1.2. Is a high central and unrounded vowel. The tongue blade is moving a little backwards and tense. The back of the tongue is rising towards the velum. In the central position of the tongue, is the least open vowel, is the most open vowel, and is the half-open or half-closed vowel. 2. Initial consonants. 2.1. The initial consonant
K
is similar to the English consonant K. 2.2.
Nga
is a velar voice stop nasal consonant. In the production of this consonant, the tongue blade is moving backwards, with the contact of the back of the tongue against the velum, which is lowered to allow air to escape through the nasal cavity.
Nga. Nghe.
Note that in English, the consonant ng occurs at the end of a syllable. For instance, in the words hang, long, thing, and is never an initial consonant. The Vietnamese
nga
occurs both at the beginning and at the end of a syllable. The final consonant
nga
is introduced in units 7 and 8. 2.3.
H
is a velar voiceless fricative consonant.
H
is created by narrowing the passage between the back of the tongue and the roof of the mouth. For instance,
H, H, H.
Note that
G
and
H
in Vietnamese are quite different consonants, unlike the English K, which can be aspirated when occurring at the beginning of a stressed syllable. For example, in cat, account. 2.4.
G
is a velar-voiced fricative consonant. The voice counterpart of the voiceless consonant
ha.
When producing the consonant
ga,
the tongue blade is moving backwards. The tongue tip is located at the bottom of the lower teeth. The back of the tongue rises towards the velum, leaving a narrow channel through which the air squeezes on its way out. Note that the Vietnamese consonant
ga
is unlike the English g, which is a stop consonant produced by the back of the tongue and the velum coming together and completely cutting off the flow of air momentarily, then separating abruptly. For example, Vietnamese
ga gi
and English garment give. 3. Tones. 3.1. The high rising tone starts a little higher than the mid-level tone, then approximately in the middle of the syllable the voice sharply rises. It is symbolized by the acute accent, which in Vietnamese is called
dấu sắc má ba.
3.2. The low-falling rising tone starts at about the beginning point of the low-falling tone and drops rather abruptly. Then it is followed by a sweeping rise at the end of the syllable. It is symbolized by an accent made of the top part of a question mark, which is called in Vietnamese
dấu hỏi mà bà.